morning there, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just going over the laundry list of drugs that Tiger had in his system when he was pulled over a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Vicodin, Xanax, Ambien, THC. Enough to kill an elephant. Jeez. I'm saying these superstars just think that they can live forever.
And, unbelievable.
Yeah, I won't talk about it anymore. Hey, the big event of the night last night.
Oof.
What do you think it was?
The Met game.
The Subway Series. Oh, gosh.
Terrible.
Yeah, really?
I don't know why the Mets continue to pitch this guy Robles. He stinks. They should have given him away when somebody took Bruce or somebody. They should have given away like a free banana that goes with it. Here, you take him and you also get Hansel Robles at no charge. Because if you don't have the guy, you can't pitch the guy. And if you can't pitch the guy, he can't blow games for you. Awful. This guy's terrible. They got a pretty decent game pitched by Montero last night. They've been waiting for this guy to do it for a while. He threw well enough to win a game. But then, we got to go by the book and bring in the relief pitchers. And you bring Robles and good night, Irene. He pitches one inning, comes in the next inning, and he looks like another guy, gives up a home run, see you later, Mets lose. So Yankees get a win last night that they definitely should get.
And
they picked up a game on Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Cleveland beat up Boston 7-3.
Yeah.
And, like I say all along, Boston's the kind of team that's going to score a bunch of runs or they're going to score no runs. And last night they only scored 3. This game was over in the second inning, first and second inning. Cleveland scored some runs, a couple of home runs and some hits. And for all intents and purposes, the game was over. Boston did come back to tie it up 3-3, but Cleveland just not enough pitching and not enough hitting for Boston. That's their M.O. So the Yankees pick up a game there. Toronto picks up a game. And Baltimore picks up a game. So pretty much everybody picked up a game last night that we thought would.
That division's going to be a slop fight to the end.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Nobody's that good. Now, Boston has a 5.5 game lead, had a 5.5 game lead, down to 4.5, and within the course of 7 days, that could be gone. Because to me, Boston just doesn't have enough of hitting. They got a bunch of little ball players in size, bunch of small guys, and there's really nobody in that team that throws fear into any pitchers. Benedetti's hitting very, very well, but he's a guy that can be pitched to, in a big situation. So, they missed Big Poppy, and they never got a bat to replace him, and that lineup sorely needs it. And like I said, that one Ramirez player that they have is a guy that they need to get rid of. And last night he was out of the lineup, and that's where he belongs, because when he's in the lineup, it's an automatic inning and a third that you're going to get a vouch from him. So without him in the lineup, it's a better thing. So, but last night, they got 8 hits. 3 of them came from Nunez. 2 of them came from Devers. This young kid Devers, he's just a tremendous player. He had 2 home runs last night for the Red Sox. And I think he's the youngest player in baseball. But their lineup, you take Nunez, who they just got out, you take the 20-year-old out, they only mustered 3 hits last night. So Red Sox are not an offensive machine like they used to be, and their pitching's not good enough to win.
All right. Maybe.
Unless Sale's pitching.
Yeah. Maybe NFL fans are catching on. Listen to this. The Chargers, who moved from San Diego to L.A., they're playing in a soccer stadium, okay? They didn't outdraw the soccer team that plays there. You know how many people showed up to see a preseason game? Now, the preseason games, like in Giant Stadium, if there's 77,000 seats, 55,000 people will show up. Why, I don't know, but they do. You generally lose about 15 to 20% of your crowd. But when you have a stadium that's a capacity of 27,000 and you only have 20,000 fans to show up and you're brand new in town, good luck with that.
Well, 20 out of 27,000, that's not bad a percentage. It's better than some of the other places get. But because of the size of it, you would think that they would sell it out.
Yeah.
But it's a preseason game. And what was the score of the game?
I have no idea.
It was something like 51-27. They got beat. Huh. So the word's probably out that the Chargers stink. And that, you know, why would you want to go see it? Because I don't know what the if they've lowered prices for this team because they've moved or what. But when you buy preseason tickets that they force you to buy as a season ticket holder,
yep.
They're not discounted. They're the same price as your regular season tickets. So who really wants to go?
I remember when I had Giant tickets, I had a pair of Giant tickets, and guess what? I had to buy a pair of tickets to each preseason game.
That's a lot of things that the regular person, the average person, doesn't know. That how these teams force you to buy the preseason tickets and that they charge you the same amount as a regular season game. And in the first game of the preseason, probably 90% of the people that are playing are never going to play a real game that matters. So why would you even want to go? But like I said, the NFL forces you to pay the regular price. They force you to pay the regular price to park. They force you to pay the regular price for your concessions. So who really wants to go see that?
Not me. All right, we've got racing off today and more racing tomorrow.
Yeah, we looked like a winner yesterday at the eighth pole. Looked like we were all wrapped up by the time we hit the finish line. The only thing getting up was our tickets were getting torn up. Musical America looked real good and then just fell apart like a cheap suit late.